This is Dave McIntyre with Homeland Security Inside and Out. My co-host is Sharon Caudill, now teaching Homeland Security with me at Texas A&M. And we're talking with Amos Brandits, the managing partner of Chameleon Associates. That's a security consulting and training company based in Los Angeles with offices in Singapore and Sydney, Australia. Amos was formerly a security agent and profiler for El Al Airlines in Los Angeles and a member of the Israeli Defense Forces who served in Lebanon. Amos, thanks for being with us today.
Hi, how are you?
Now, in interest of open disclosure here, let me make sure our listeners understand that the way we actually contacted you, the reason we contacted you, is that Sharon and I both took a trip with you about 8 or 9 months ago, in which we looked at security, Homeland Security resources and procedures in Israel. You act as our guide to do that, and so we thought you'd be a great person to talk a little bit about that with us. First of all, tell us, what is it you're doing now, Amos?
We're doing what we've done for the last 5 years, which is basically consult and teach government and private organizations on issues of counterterrorism, threat mitigation, predictive profiling, and security engineering, among others.
The predictive profiling is the really interesting one because, in America especially, but I know you also, we're very interested in maintaining civil liberties. We're concerned about not categorizing any one person or group of people. And yet, there are some people that by their behavior can be singled out for concern. So explain to us just a minute what behavioral profiling is, and then we'll get on to about security issues.
Well, basically, this is a security issue, and with regards to you called it behavioral profiling. We call it predictive profiling. And the reason for it is because we think that there's a lot of, there's a misconception out there with regards to what actually we profile. When you say we profile behavior, that's not a good answer. We need to profile a method of operation. And if you look at the Israeli way of doing security, the highlight of the Israeli security methodology is to start by defining the method of operation of the terrorist.
Could you describe that, make it a little bit more concrete for our listeners?
Sure. We start by identifying how a terrorist would go about attacking any type of protected environment, be it a person, facility, or anything that you're, or even a process that you're protecting. And by identifying the method, looking not just on the execution phase of the attack, but actually the entire preparatory stages of the attack, which include marking, intelligence gathering, surveillance, etc., we define that method, and when we go and we actually profile on the operational level a given situation, behavior, or person, we look to see how that method applies for that situation. So to give you an example, if I see an old lady, 80 years old, at an airport coming to my aircraft, the thing that I need to think about her as far as a method is that she might be used as a mule against my airplane that I'm protecting.
And a mule is?
A mule is someone who is unintentionally or semi-intentionally involved in a terrorist attack. Semi-intentionally could be, for instance, a drug dealer who's given money to deliver a bomb when he actually thinks it's drugs. So that's semi-intentional. And unintentionally is the example that I gave you with the old lady.
Okay.
So the point is you're not looking for somebody who's sweating and their eye is twitching. It's not just a behavior in the line, oh, my goodness, he must be carrying a bomb. You're looking at the whole method of delivery and every step of that from reconnaissance on.
Exactly. And I would say that the behavioral aspects are one part of it. That's a common misconception to think that we look only on behavior with regards to someone sweating or behaving in a nervous fashion.
In any indication that you've been successful, how do you know if it's working?
Well, the best indication for it is the Anne Marie Murphy case from the 1980s, when we actually were able to detect someone who was Anne Marie Murphy, who was a mule going on an aircraft from Heathrow, London, to Israel, and she was pregnant. She was 7 months into her pregnancy, flying alone to Israel. All the indicators were there as far as what we call suspicion indicators for the given method of operation of a mule. And we were able to detect her and to deploy in a way that that prevented a huge disaster.
Now, as I recall that story, she actually didn't know she was a mule. Is that right?
No, she didn't, which, you know, that's unintentionally, that's what I defined before as unintentionally involved in a terrorist
attack. And so this is the key point. You didn't look at her and say, it looks like she's carrying a bomb. You looked at her the whole process, and you said,
right,
the way she's packed, what she's carrying, the trip she's making, something's not right.
Exactly.
Well, let's take that and extend it then and talk just briefly about some comparisons, because a lot of people look to Israel, politics aside, as a place that has been threatened by terrorists, and they've taken a number of bold steps. Many of them have worked. Sometimes they don't. Mm-hmm. What are those things that you see as a couple of things that they are doing well that perhaps we should be thinking about or perhaps importing into the U.S.?
I think the main thing in Israel is that the focus of security is human-driven, as opposed to a lot of the processes that you see here in the U.S. are technology-driven. So here in the U.S., people operate technology and not, technology operates people and not the way it should be, where people operate technology.
And so, for example, one of those might be TSA operating their screening machines versus taking a better look at the humans that are coming to be screened. Would that be an example?
Right. I mean, in Israel, and you saw it in the trip that you took to Israel, the profilers there, or the agents that work with the technology, they make an assessment on you first in order to know how to utilize the technology to deal with you. But the assessment is the assessment of the method. So when they look at you, they say, what is the method that applied to Sharon or to Dave? And based on that, we will do any kind of security process, use technologies, etc., to deal with it.
You think that could be exported here?
I think so. It's common in military, this kind of process. It's common in law enforcement in the U.S., and it is done in other areas in the U.S., for instance. And if you look at how the Secret Service protects the president, or how the Customs is doing profiling for cargo, it's a very similar process of a security process.
One of the, observations that some would have, though, is that it's very very expensive. It's very human intensive to do that. Are there ways to integrate humans and technology in the United States where perhaps there is not the opportunity to have so much person power devoted to screening and profiling?
I think I'm not sure that it's more expensive, to tell you the truth, because when you are using decision making and threat assessment in the security process, you're actually doing selective security. You're treating certain people with more measures or security measures, and some people with less. So you're really dealing with the real threats, and you don't have to waste time by checking everybody the same and falling short of actually giving a good and threat-oriented security solution.
Hey, Mutz, if we just had 30 seconds, if you had 30 seconds to talk to the head of TSA, given your experience, what would you tell him?
I think it's exactly that. Build in decision-making into the process. Currently, there's no decision-making on the level of the people who are working at on the floor in operations. There's not a lot of decision-making. There's not decision-making capability. There's no threat assessment. The machine tells you red or green, but it has to be a thinking process, just like you have in when a law enforcement officer stops you on the freeway and he needs to make a threat assessment about you, about your car, about everything in that situation.
So the answer to a thinking enemy is a thinking security agent. Amitz Brandits, thank you for being with us. He's the managing partner of Chameleon Associates, a security consulting and training company based in Los Angeles. He was formerly a security agent and profiler for LL Airlines.
Thank you very much.